It is the review after Liverpool 3, Wolverhampton Wanderers 1. Disclaimer, I am on the absolute deck still some day later, and I might be on the deck for some time. So if anyone sees me in London, Liverpool, Paris, wherever, give me a hug. Hugs are welcome. virtual hugs coming today from Neil
Atkinson. All the croissants.
Honestly, for listeners, I was on the floor after Kiev, and it was Dan Morgan who got me off it. He gave me a big hug and talked me through it and said, these lads aren't going anywhere. And Dan, these lads aren't going anywhere. You said it to me after Kiev. These lads are not going anywhere. This is, it's not the start, because we've had the start, but this is just halfway through this journey, mate. Honestly, you're going to be all right. We're going to be all right, I promise.
Thank you. If one person can bring me back, and unsurprisingly, it's Jürgen Klopp, who said, to win big, you've got to lose big. And I think that's how it feels right now. And I think it's very, very apt. But yeah, we've got Neil Atkinson, Sean Rogers and Paul Cope. And we will do the review in true review fashion, because there might be a few of you feeling like me. So get out with the dog, stick the kettle on, do whatever, and listen to this one. Copey, we'll look at the lineup, the plan for this one. Feels a little bit like running Jota into the ground maybe the last few games. I mean, he's had a few games. He had the cup final minutes, which were probably unexpected at that length. So you'd imagine he might not start. Start again on the right here. Not a position we tend to like him in. I actually think it's quite a blow that there's no Origi on the bench. Mention of a little muscle injury there. As an option, I think they might have wanted him there, given that at some point it might have got to the point in which it got to that it was a bit tense and Liverpool needed one or two attacking options coming off. We'll do the centre-backs a bit later, but I just thought the attacking lineup gave a bit to talk about.
Yeah, well, let's start with Divock and work backwards. The crowd, right, I was in the Anfield Road for the first time in about 20 years for the game, and the crowd by me, honestly, I could have knocked most of them out for most of the game. Not least after half an hour when they started singing for Divock Origi. And I'm turning to my mate next to me going, he's not on the bench, is he? And I had to get my phone out of my pocket to double check, because there must have been 5,000 people singing Divock Origi's name. And I'm thinking, lads, this is a perfect example. You're judging these players on the pitch and saying their heads shouldn't go. Your heads have gone so much. You're singing for a player to come on 30 minutes. Even that would be mental if he was on the bench. He's not even in the squad. So can we just all calm down? And part of me was thinking, Klopp might have been like, I don't want Origi on the bench, because I just can't be doing with the pressure of bringing him on at any point in this game.